What happened? It was the effect of the Yahoo thing.
It was the effect of it.
What happened? You were in the restaurant.
Chilling. Remember that thing I said about the video? Nigerian incompetence. It was a Nigerian restaurant in the UK. Now, if it was a white owned establishment, that wouldn't have happened.
It can never happen.
Because they will have security.
Of course.
They won't allow people wearing hoodies, covering their faces, to walk, loiter outside their establishment, let alone walk into it. So that can only happen in a Niger setting. And that was what happened. You know, so they just walked in, and I think, unfortunately for them, they underestimated me. Omolasu Neme.
Ah, Rogedi Baba.
Omoyibo Neme. So they underestimated me. So I think they were I don't know what it was they were expecting, but I'm sure I'm even older than these boys that came at me. You know, it was me being the kind of person I am. If I walk into any place, I'm very security conscious. So if I walk into a place, one of the first things I'm checking out is, I'll ask you where this place leads to. I want to know where to, in case anything happens. That's how I am. You know, so when I walked in, I made sure I sat in such a way that I could see anybody coming in. And I could also even see, there was a glass, so I could even see outside. So that's how I was seated. So when I saw somebody walk past the glass looking in at where we were seated, spider sense is tingled. Mm-hmm. Like, what's this one? I notice everything around me. If I'm sitting here with you and somebody's countenance changes, I notice.
Yes.
That's how I am. You know, so I noticed somebody came and peeped in. Acted like he was walking past, but he spent too much time looking in. So I just felt
you could tell. This one is looking. Your instinct would have told you that something is wrong.
The person passed. Then I saw the person by the glass. He was on his phone. You know, he was on his phone. Then as if he talked to somebody, he sent a message. I could see him, but from the angle he couldn't see inside. He had to come to walk past to look in, but from where I was sitting, I could see outside. So I saw him on his phone. So the way it was as if whoever he was talking to, I told him, check if it's him, are you sure, kind of thing. So he now cut the call. He now walked up again and now looked in. He never even did like this time, you know.
So you already knew.
Then I knew. You know, all of a sudden, I saw one boy wearing a hoodie come, two, three. I saw them. I could see them from the glass, you know. And I told my friend that some of these people are gathering like this. I don't like the way this is looking. My friend was like, you know, it's a Nigerian restaurant. Yeah. So one of them in the hood now did the same walk and had to look in. Now looked, another one looked, and then they walked back. They just kept going back and forth. Next thing, they were like five, six. When I said, this is not normal. And then I called one of the waiters. I called the guy and I'm like, sorry, do you guys have security here? You know, because a lot of people have told me, look, just avoid where Nigerians gather, you know, because you don't know who's who kind of thing.
What's the place? What's the name of the 805. Place?
805.
805, okay.
805, okay. Rubbish. You know, so I called the waiter and I asked him, do you guys have security here? He said, why? I said, because I don't like the way these boys are. He said, they're just boys that come around and they don't come inside. Immediately, he said, they don't come inside. I don't know what made me tilt my head. I just leaned, looked, you know, away from him. One of them was already walking.
He inside.
Had come in and was walking towards us. And he had a hoodie. He had his hood to his face. He had his T-shirt over his mouth. Immediately, I just saw that one. I didn't even see the waiter again. I just took a step back and faced the person coming. And all I was looking at was, I just quickly, you know, I'm a very funny human being. You know that cartoon scanning thing? No. I just looked at him from head to toe. I looked at his hands. Is he holding anything?
Yes.
You know, because there are chairs there. So I was like, because if he's holding anything in his hand, So I just checked. He wasn't holding anything. Okay, I was like, okay, fine. I was just looking at him dead in the eyes. When he now got like some feet from me, he just did like this. So immediately he did this. I said, okay,
fist for fist.
No, he's talking, okay. He won't talk. No, level. He's not coming to talk. Yes. He's coming to fight. I didn't do anything. All I did was I put one foot I took a fighting stance but without moving my hands.
Okay.
I don't know where. I'm just crazy. That's all I keep saying to myself. Oh, so, yeah? You know, immediately he did this, I put one foot, I balanced myself proper. Mm-hmm. I took the proper fighting stance, but I didn't raise my hands. My hands were to my sides, but my already made fist. So I was like this. Immediately he did this, so mm-hmm. I knew he was coming to fight, so I just stood. Immediately he got like close enough. He didn't know. His face
straight,
because while he was coming, another one had walked in. Yeah. I was coming behind him, so immediately I punched him. He fell to the left. The second one came. I entered that one straight. While I was fighting with that one,
the other one,
third
stood
one
up.
Was coming in.
He fell.
Now it was three people.
Mm.
Three people on me, and don't forget my friend's wife and the sister were there. So immediately I punched first guy. He fell. Second guy came, I punched him. Third guy was walking in. My mind went to the two women to my left.
Yes.
So what I did was, I now took the fight. I moved to the right. So they followed me.
Yeah.
That's all I had in my mind. Yeah. Hopefully the women will
leave. They can move out. Yeah.
The women, they did move. Good. Then while I was fighting these three people, my brother, let me tell you what I've never told anybody. I had two friends, guys, there with me. One is three times my size. The second one is two times my size. When I moved to the right for the women to run, my friends ran. That was when I realized, you're on your own. I didn't see anybody, my brother.
Wow.
I thought I was punching before. You know when they say, the pamoche? I started punching faster because I was fighting three people.
Wow.
Because some of them, before they raise hands, said,
one of them already carried the chair.
I'm getting there now. So when I was fighting the three of them like that, I just, you know that slow motion thing? I said, see, life is so crazy. Imagine while I was doing that, all of a sudden, I just realized I was about to slip. My foot was about to go.
Yeah.
And all of this was happening like this, but it was in slow motion. I just realized I was about to slip. And what went to my mind was one, two, three guys. If I slip and fall,
I'm done. No.
Kirk Franklin stomp. Yeah, well,
that can happen.
So you know what I did? Mm-hmm. I just grabbed two of them. So as I was slipping, they all fell with me. So instead of only me trying to regain balance, they were now also trying to regain balance. So them now, obviously, they couldn't be punching and trying to regain balance. Yes. So that was the only, as I grabbed two and we went down, that was the only time one of them, the one standing, kicked me on the side.
Ooh.
But while the other ones were trying to get up. So as I was still holding them.
Who did the video?
One of them. I'll tell you why.
Oh, yeah?
I'll tell you why. And it was from outside. And I believe it was that guy that was on the phone then. So that falling that I fell, a fourth guy, the one with the chair, was coming with the chair.
Yes.
But because his people were also down with me, he couldn't swing the chair. Because he would have swung, he would have hit anybody.
Yes.
So he was just there going like, so while I was down, they were trying to get them. Once they pulled themselves up, they had to pull you up
automatically. Yeah.
Then that was when, I immediately we stood up, that was when that one now swung the chair. And I blocked the chair. I left the one I was holding, blocked the chair. That was when this one was able to put a punch here. I swear to you, God bless, only two punches touched me in that whole thing. One punch, that kick. I blocked the chair and I grabbed the chair and brought it down.
Yes,
in between all of us. As in, my friend's husband was like, how did you learn all this? I said, look, I don't know. But I'm just.
But at that point, nobody called the police. Nobody.
No, I think somebody must have. Then all these things, jobless, happened in a minute and a half. So immediately I pulled a chair between us. Those ones are now trying to punch, and then I now realized there was another guy coming. Now this guy coming had his hoodie up.
Now that makes them five.
Five. Had his hoodie up. Had his hands in his pockets. Imagine as I fight four people. I still get chance to see person with it come. So this guy was a bit too calm. He had his hands in his pockets and he was just walking like this. That's when I now thought to myself, this one now that I can't see his hands.
Now you have
to
move.
I don't know what he's coming with.
Now you have
the rest, I know what they're holding. I know they're not holding anything, but this one coming has his hands in his pockets. It could be anything.
Mm.
So leave. That was when I just dropped everything.
I struggled and moved out of that place.
I had to climb the chair. One was pulling my shirt. That was when my shirt almost came off. And then I got on the chairs and ran out. I just heard somebody say, "Hey, don't worry, they have gone. The police are here." Nigerian voice. My man, I'm like, "The police are here, QJ." So it wasn't until I heard, I said, "How? You both police?" "Good." And I opened the door and I came out and I saw the police officer. I said, "Hey, no problem." And I stepped out. Then I started asking me questions. "Do I know them?"
No.
I said, "No.
You don't even know those boys."
"I don't know them."
Did they identify any of them afterwards?
I don't know. I left
don't even have cameras at the place anyway.
They actually had CCTV, but that's why the boys wore their hoodies. You know? Well, the only thing I missed out on was
pulling one of the face.
But then there were too many of them. So the ladies were now like, they were afraid that the police officers wanted to leave. So they were afraid that the boys would come back. No, the officer was like, he doesn't think they'll come back because they have patrol cars actually now going around
looking for them, find
any of them. I was not like, okay. Then I was now, and I asked the officer, I said, "Okay, wait, sorry, can they give me a ride to somewhere along the road?
So at least to a safe spot."
"To a safe spot," kind of thing. The officer was like, "Ah, sure." Then I opened the back of the car for me and I entered the back of the car. Then one of my friend was now driving behind us. So at the point, the officers were just talking to themselves. Then I just looked at them, I just said, "Sorry." He goes, one of them turns. I'm like, "I'm not sure it's every day that somebody willingly gets into the back of your car." They just had then they now got to where we just started gisting. Then we now got to where he now said, "Is this okay?" I said, sure, we now park. I was not like, I don't know why. I just said, "Can I take a picture with you?" The guy looked at me and like, "Okay." We now took a selfie. So that was a picture. Now, by the time I got back to my hotel, Abu Ebel called me. "Brookie, kilo chele. I said, "Kilo chele." He said he just saw a video.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Video, okay?" He said, "Yeah, he just saw a video that I was attacked in London." Mm-hmm. "Money, you saw a video?" "Money, I'm just coming from the place. It's not up to 20 minutes. I said, "Please send me the video." He said, "Okay."
Yeah.
He now sent me the video.
So it was premeditated.
Yep.
They planned everything.
Yep. He now sent me the video. Then when I now played the video, guess where the video started from? When, just as I was some seconds to when I slipped.
Yes, when the fifth guy was coming in.
And when we all got up with all the struggle, I wanted to move out. So what they did was, whoever was recording from outside, they now cut out all the parts where I punched and everything, to try to make it look. I'm not hearing someone saying, "Look around the man, he's running. Oh no, no," which is stupid British accent. "Oh, he's running. No, no, no." You know, that kind of thing. And I said, okay, so they actually planned out there. Good. You know what I did? I posted the video myself. I posted the video and I attached the selfie with the police officer. Yeah. I put it there and I tagged Instab. I tagged everybody. I tagged every blogger.
Oh, my name is Jobless.